For many recovering from serious cases of COVID-19, the end of their physical illness is just the beginning of ongoing mental health effects. And as WHYY's Nina Feldman reports, the similarity between symptoms of the disease itself and the anxiety it causes makes it tricky for doctors and patients to untangle and treat them.
There's a photograph that Jackie Cantor can see in her mind whenever she closes her eyes. It was taken by her sister while Cantor was in the hospital with COVID-19. A bird's eye view of her lying in a hospital bed, the plastic mouthpiece of a mechanical ventilator over her face.
I can hear the breathing. Like I can hear it like I'm scuba diving, you know, just hearing my own breath.
Only no such photo exists. Cantor went to the hospital with COVID and a 104-degree fever. She hallucinated, became so agitated she hit a security guard, and was placed on a ventilator because her oxygen levels were so low. She barely made it through.
When I think of that, and that image comes to my mind so much, it's so frightening. It's just so incredibly frightening. To go from, I've never been in a hospital a day in my life, to that traumatic event.
It's common for people who are critically ill to have post-traumatic stress afterward, especially if their lives were at risk. Patients may have nightmares, flashbacks, or be unable to relax. They might lose their hair and have problems sleeping. The anxiety or PTSD that COVID survivors have can be compounded because the scary shortness of breath that comes with a panic attack mirrors their experience of the virus.
The symptoms of panic itself can be a reminder of the trauma that they went through.
That's Lily Brown. She's an assistant professor of psychology and psychiatry at the University of Pennsylvania. Brown says to properly treat that trauma, you have to rewire the brain so that when you're having a panic attack, you don't actually think you're dying.
That's a really hard thing to relearn when the symptoms were dangerous in the context of being critically ill with the virus.
Cantor is also having trouble finding simple words, leading to long pauses in the middle of her sentences. Her memory is fuzzy and she's had issues spelling. Brown says cognitive impairment can make anxiety even worse.
That's going to impact our capacity for decision making, regulating our emotions, taking breaks when we need to, connecting with people when we need to.
The good news is that the pandemic has made it easier for doctors to offer behavioral health services to patients through telemedicine, and PTSD is treatable for those who seek help. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.